Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Steven Matz at the Big League Impact Draft. Steven, first off, how much does it prepare you for your upcoming Clubhouse League draft? Do you feel it was great prep?
Yeah, I think it is good prep. You know, it's good to see where guys go and you can start to get a feel, you know, instead of making some panic picks all the time. Now you can kind of settle in and realize where guys are going to fall.
You were number one, not an easy decision. Why'd you go with Todd Gurley over Le'Veon Bell?
Well, I had Todd Gurley last year, and he pretty much carried me the whole season. So when he was obviously available at number one, I was like, there's no way I can pass him up again.
You go Zach Ertz and Jay Ajayi at 2-3, going with two of the Super Bowl champions. Why Zach Ertz in the second round?
Yeah, I was working with my partner over here. He was helping me out, and that was one of those guys that he really wanted, and he felt like he was going to be consistent for us. So some people argue he's taken a little too early, but we'll see. Time will tell.
Jarvis Landry, fourth, liked that pick a lot. Jimmy Garoppolo in the fifth. Talk about that pick.
We like Jimmy G. We think Jimmy G is going to have a big year. We think he's going to be a staple for us, maybe getting us like 20 points a week. So that's what we're hoping for.
Sammy Watkins, Kelvin Benjamin, Rex Burkhead, and Cooper Kupp in the ninth. That's a value pick.
Yeah, I think that was a really good pick in that spot. Kelvin Benjamin, we think might have been one of our panic picks, but we think Cooper Kupp in the ninth round will make up for it.
What about Calvin Ridley in the 12th? You were actually talking during the draft that somebody liked to get late.
That was my guy. I think he's going to have a good year. He's one of my favorite players from Alabama. I enjoyed watching him in college. So I hope he has a huge year. He's my sleeper pick. Who knows? We'll see.
How much fun was this again today? You actually like stepped in and you know, led this event today.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. You know, it's definitely out of my comfort zone, kind of stepping into something like this and being in charge. But I think it went really well. I think we raised a lot of money for a lot of good things, and it was a good day.